You ready?
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
I love their personality. I think it's super funny. Love it.
I'm just going to have to undo my pants.
And those will all address Uranus.
One of the most popular morning radio teams in the business.
Andrew. Nat Hunter and Drew Savage.
You can get arrested for driving nude.
Can you really?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, note to self.
Hello, Cher Shandling.
Nat and Drew.
Optimus Prime with Nat and Drew.
Producer James Cameron.
Hey, Nat. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm Sam Smith.
You're listening to Nat and Drew.
Good morning, Vancouver. I'm Carly Rae Jepsen, and you're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
Here's Nat and Drew.
Big news from Dr. Bonnie Henry yesterday. Starting Monday, capacity limits are going to be lifted around most major venues in and around Vancouver. So whether that's the Canucks home opener next Tuesday, that could be 100% capacity at Rogers Arena. Whether you've got tickets to a VSO show and you want to go to the Symphony, that could be, once again, full capacity. You're going to be able to move around a little more in restaurants. So things are really going to loosen up even more starting Monday. The one thing that has been a real talking point for a lot of people since Dr. Bonnie's press conference yesterday is the fact that one of the things that we won't be able to do yet is dance.
We can dance if we want to.
No.
We can dance if we want to.
No. You absolutely cannot.
I need a one dance.
Not even one. not even one dance.
Nope.
You gotta wait. There's none of that going on. Dancing is strictly forbidden. It feels like the entire city's been making the Footloose jokes for the last 24 hours, but it really does feel like we've been taken from a Kevin Bacon movie in 1984 and no dancing. And of course, no dancing's been going on for a while, but now it just seems kind of bizarre that, and I get the rules are rules for a reason, but if we're gonna have concerts at Rogers Arena, what typically happens at concerts? People get up out of their seat and they kind of dance in their seat at the shows. I don't know how there's a world in which that can be enforced. So we'll see, but it's going to be really interesting.
I wonder if that is sort of okay because you're not moving around. You're really just kind of bopping along as opposed to, you know, laying it all out on the dance floor. And so maybe that's sort of, because it's not enforceable. It's not enforceable at Rogers Arena or whatever. There are going to be people that are going to be like, yes, sit down. Yeah. You have to sit down so I can see. I don't want to stand and you stood up and I don't like that. So sit down. So there might, I don't know, in some respects, it might be, for some people, it might be the best time to ever go to a concert.
Maybe, but maybe it is just the dance, but you're still like you're up and like your heart rate is elevated and stuff like that. Anyway, it's interesting. Interesting. I get it. I get that the rules exist for a reason, but it's just kind of funny to think you could potentially have 15,000 people at a concert at Rogers Arena up dancing in their chairs, but you can't do it at a wedding after the first dance or something like that.
That for me was the biggest one, I think, because, you know, going to a concert and if, you know, again, like you move around a little bit or whatever, and it's not really enforceable, but like the idea of having a wedding and not having a dance doesn't really... I mean, A, are people going to be checking on weddings? But also, you know, do you just have a DJ play some music to, you know, the room? Do you do something instead of dance?
I was thinking like games. Like you have like a bunch of games, like game shows.
I feel, though, that I did see wedding videos from the summer where people were definitely dancing. So I wonder if it's just one of those things that people go, yeah, we're not supposed to dance. And then they do dance. And then by the time the videos get posted to social, what, you're going to... Like, it's too late. It's over. Like, you can't break it up. Like, depending on what the venue is where you're getting married, I think most people probably just kind of look the other way and do what they choose to do at their wedding reception, mm-hmm. even though it's officially against the rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless you've got, you know, a snitch there. Somebody that doesn't want to hear old-time rock and roll.
And we're going to bust this wedding up.
Yeah, it's like they're going to play this song, and I said no.
All she wants to do is dance.
Well, not yet. You've got to wait. It's a few more months yet.
What is the strangest way you've injured yourself? You can call or text anytime, 604-280-1035. We ask because Kate Beckinsale, the actress, has just revealed that she was hospitalized. She injured herself with her own pants. She was trying to put on leggings.
That's hard to do.
She was in a hotel in Vegas. Yeah. She was in Vegas filming a movie, and she was trying to put on leggings, and as she was putting them on, she said she felt like what seemed like a string, like a guitar string almost in her back, just kind of snap, and then she couldn't move. And she had to call 911, and they had to come take her to the hospital and wheel her out of the hotel, and it was because of her leggings. And I'm like, you know, it's probably relatable in the sense that I think we've all injured ourselves doing something silly. Maybe not. Maybe it's not putting on leggings. Maybe it's something else.
Yeah, fluky injuries. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like my wife injured the roof of her mouth on breakfast cereal.
Oh,
it was one.
It was Captain Crunch.
I can't remember if it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch or what it was, but it was a piece of cereal that was shaped to look like bread. And one of the corners of the little cereal piece, like, literally took a chunk out of the roof of her mouth.
Yeah, those can be sharp. It's, if it was French toast crunch, those ones that look like little pieces of toast.
Yes. That might have been.
And when they get cut, like, when they break in half, they can be, like, little shards of glass.
Deadly. Ooh. Deadly. It's a dangerous cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
A delicious yet deadly way to start the day.
Yeah.
So we asked you, you know, and you can call and text anytime. Also on our Instagram, Christine says she broke her toe sitting at her desk. That there was an elastic band and a mouse involved. I'm not really sure if she means a computer mouse or like a live mouse. But anyway, somebody here named, Rhymes with Thirsty. I guess that's not their real name. I had to take my daughter to the ER to check for a concussion after she was playing toilet tag. I have sent a message asking what toilet tag is. I'm not sure whether that's something that is wildly known, but there you go. Harvey threw out her back, bending down to pick up her bra. Linda, I tripped on my lanyard that was around my neck while getting out of my car and then fell on my knees.
God, lanyards are the worst.
Yes.
Yeah. They belong at the bottom of a bag or something like that. I never wear my lanyard because we have lanyards around here with security passes, the fobs to get in and out of the building. And when it was the first time I had ever had to wear one was when we moved into this building. And I remember wearing it and just feeling so silly. And now I think it's been at the bottom of my messenger bag for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And then you just flash it where you need to. See? And that's why it's good because they can hurt you.
I wear mine every day.
There it is.
Yeah. And every day, I choke myself.
They're a real threat.
It's true.
They're a real threat.
Sarah in Langley says, I was camping and decided I didn't need a flashlight to go to the bathroom. On the way out of the bathroom building, I couldn't see anything and walked directly into the corner of a brick building and then ended up needing stitches.
Oh.
And then we have this one. I'm almost hesitant to read it because... I had to actually ask this person. It's Liz in Tawasin. She said she
Good
got.
Good morning, Liz.
She said she got her finger amputated in the door at the OBGYN's office at 38 weeks pregnant.
Oh. She literally lost a finger in the door.
So I said, okay, were they able to reattach it? And she said, yes. 3 days later, let's just say I won't go into the full details.
Okay.
It didn't work, and she said, like, just take it off.
Oh.
Which is, I know. So I'm like, that's a, that beats your, my lanyard hurts me. My lanyard is so tough.
Well, I thought we were just having silly fun with that. The whole idea. That's pretty serious business.
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I started reading it and I'm like, I don't know how to get out.
Yeah. Like, how do we recover from this now?
Okay. Quick, more wacky lanyard sounds.
Facebook plans to make a dramatic break with its past by rebranding the company next week. You know, Facebook has taken quite a beating after an employee leaked tens of thousands of documents and gave damning testimony to senators saying that Facebook puts money before people. So they're going to rebrand, and that is going to happen at the sort of holding company, the parent company level. But there are lots of people that say that actually they're going to rebrand their famous social media platform as well.
So kind of like a few years ago, Google changed the name of its, the overall, like, to Alphabet. Although you rarely hear anybody refer to Google as Alphabet. I think that's the official overarching company name. So the idea that Facebook might create a new name for themselves and maybe even the social media platform itself. It'll be interesting to see how it goes as long as everybody's Farmville and pokes are still intact.
Nobody pokes, Drew.
Nobody pokes anymore? Can you still poke on Facebook?
I don't think you can. They were doing waves for a bit, too.
Nobody does the waves.
I'm not sure about Farmville or Candy Crush. I have no idea.
Okay.
No, you just basically look at news stories or ads that are disguised as news stories. That's what you do on Facebook now.
How about the moon last night? It was absolutely stunning. Nat, did you see the moon?
No, I didn't. I heard oh my God, the moon. If you didn't see the moon last night, like, you just missed a huge event. And
Aaron's like crying on your behalf.
Well, here's the thing. It's not like you even have to like go to like, you know, a place, you know, when there's this big star events and like, you know, the meteors, you know, you need to like go to a place where it's really dark. You got to go to the beach or the park.
Go to the planetarium.
The moon,
yeah.
You know, you open up.
I didn't look up. I didn't know. Why didn't you call me? Why wasn't there? Like, I didn't see anything last
really,
night.
Really, really. I thought the size and the shape of the moon last night was pretty hard to miss.
Blasting through your windows.
I thought it was a streetlight. I literally have no idea what you guys are talking about. I was watching Ted Lasso, and I have no idea what was going on.
I can't knock you for that. That's time well spent. It was beautiful last night. Officially, I mean, it's cloudy and a little wet this morning. Officially, it doesn't become a full moon until like just after 7 o'clock this morning. It's one of those weird lunar cycles
sure.
where the full moon is actually happening in the morning. I don't know whether we'll be able to see it, but are you ready for some hardcore science as to how today's full moon is going to affect you based on your astrological sign? Are you ready for the science?
Sure.
Are you ready for the science?
Sure, but I have to ask, okay. Can it even affect me if I don't know it's there?
Yes, that's powerful.
Okay, all right.
The astrological sign coupled with a full moon is.
We're ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, Nat and Aaron, you are both Pisces.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
The best sign.
The best.
The moon is in your second house of security
and
possessions, and it encourages you to set financial goals and actively visualize yourself meeting them. Look rich and dream big.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I should go shopping.
Shopping? Yeah, look rich.
Look, I gotta look rich.
Dream big. Go Aaron? Shopping.
I know.
What are you gonna do?
Clarify this look rich thing.
Go shopping for both handbags and lotto tickets.
Yes.
So you can visualize your
fun.
What a great day.
You can check your star sign. I've got the full chart posted on the Nat and Drew Show Facebook page, so you can look your sign up if we don't hit yours this morning. If you are a Libra, like Joey is a Libra.
Yeah.
We're in the final waning days of Libra, are we not?
Yes, we're coming up. Friday is the last day.
Libra, for you, the focus is on relationships. How much are you holding back in order to hold on to the people in your life?
I like that.
The full moon. The full moon, this full moon in your opposite sign is a call to clearly and courageously declare who you are and what you need.
I love that. The new Tesla is driving a wedge between Skylar and I. And
really?
I'm like, maybe it's time to say goodbye to Skylar.
Yeah.
Why is the new Tesla driving a wedge between you and your fiance?
He thinks it's his. And it's mine. My name is on the title.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
If it all went kablooey tomorrow, there'd be no debate over which car goes with who. Lawyers wouldn't dispute.
He gets the Jeep and you get the Tesla.
That's right.
If you're a Taurus like myself, the full moon falls in our 12th house of spirituality and the unconscious mind. Rest, reflect, and allow your intuition to be nourished in and by isolation. I like to stay by myself.
I honestly thought you were going to say buy ice cream. That's how I thought that was going to finish.
See, that's how I would look rich and dream big is to go buy lots of ice cream.
Look at my giant sundae.
It's science. We can't dispute it, and you can find your sign at the Nat and Drew Show Facebook page.
Now, here's the scoop.
Actress Alicia Silverstone says she was banned from the same dating app twice. Now, she didn't name the app. But she did say it was when she first got divorced and she thought, okay, well, I'm going to try dating apps because, you know, I see that Drew Barrymore's on there, Sharon Stone's on there. It seems like it's a good idea, but she was nervous. So she created a, like a fake profile and like a fake picture. And so she was accused of being a catfish. And so she got taken off. And then she created a new profile with her, her real, and then her name. And then they're like, well, that's fake too. So she got taken off and then she was banned. She says she's on Bumble now as herself. So we know it's not Bumble. She's on Bumble now as herself. And she thinks that it's going fairly well. And she feels like people are more engaged on Bumble than they are in bars.
So when you were talking about the other celebrities that are on dating apps, are they also on like regular everyday people apps like Bumble and Tinder? Because isn't there one like that's made for celebrities or famous rich people?
I think so, yeah.
Isn't there an app
for
that?
Yeah. There is, and I can't remember what it's called.
So do we know if Drew Barrymore and the others that you mentioned, which they're on?
I think Sharon Stone went on Bumble.
Isn't that wild?
She might be really angry to go, wait a minute, there's one for people that are more like me. Like,
that's funny.
Really famous. I didn't know because I'm on Bumble.
The third season of the psychological thriller You is number one on Netflix. It actually is the show that knocked Squid Game out of the number one spot, which had been there like for over a month. Penn Badgley, if you've never watched the show, he plays a serial killer on You. A very intoxicating serial killer. And from the beginning, Badgley has found it quite strange and a little disturbing to get tweets and posts from fans who love his character of Joe Goldberg so much. And even though he's basically told them to stop, that Joe's a bad guy. You don't want to be with somebody like Joe. The tweets keep coming. Penn actually just retweeted another one, but he had a different take this time. The tweet just read, "Hey, yo, kidnap me." And then Penn wrote, "I don't know, but when kidnap me is preceded by, hey, yo, it has a completely different ring to it, and I'm not mad." So this is the one time he seems like okay with being told to kidnap me.
Yeah. I saw a meme the other day, and it was so well done, and I can't remember it verbatim, but it was basically a woman saying, "I realize that I have bad taste and dysfunctional taste in men because I'm really into Penn Badgley on You."
Yeah.
Like he's a serial killer, and when you're finding that hot, I got some work to do on me.
Yeah, just to be clear, he's not just a bad boy.
No.
He is a serial killer.
Of women.
The Scoop, weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Move 103.5.
I saw something when I was out for a run yesterday. It was just stunningly gorgeous yesterday. So I was out for a run, and on my way back home, I noticed something, and I wanted to get your take as to why this was happening yesterday. Why do you think this specific activity was happening yesterday, October the 19th? So as I was coming home from my run, I noticed that there was somebody outside of a business with paintbrush in hand, and she was painting Christmas decorations on the window.
Jesse!
Christmas decorations. Christmas decorations. It's a dental office in Steveston, and she was painting elves on the windows.
Sleigh bells ring.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Lots of Christmas trees, Merry Christmas wishes, pictures of wrapped presents.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Like, it was full-on Christmas window display. Mm-hmm. And I went back later in the day to see it once it was done, and I took a picture of it, and I put it up on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram, again, to try to get your feelings as to why this full-on Christmas window was going up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because my initial thoughts were, it's one of two reasons, and that is, A, the dental office is super festive, or B, the dental office is super convinced that there won't be another dry day between now and December, and they wanted to get outside and paint their window before the rains came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or is there a third option that I'm not thinking of?
Well, originally I was thinking that Steveston's is an area where a lot of film shoots happen. So was it something, you know, that they were, because it does seem really early, but because it's specifically a window as opposed to outdoor decorations, probably not. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they had no clients that day and they had like literally nothing to do. And this was a make work project. And it was like, you know what? Let's not do Halloween because it's not going to last very long. So we'll get more bang for our buck if we do Christmas. Because generally speaking, it's kind of frowned upon to do Christmas stuff before we've got through Remembrance Day.
Yeah, like literally next week, I'm judging like a scarecrow decorating contest in Steveston that all of these other businesses are a part of, and then there's this one place that put up their Christmas window, which is kind of it's wild to me. And hey, you know, obviously, Move 103.5, we are once again going to be Vancouver's Christmas music station. I think safe to say sometime next month, but as Nat said, that doesn't happen ever before before Remembrance Day. So to see the decorations go up, I threw up the poll on our Instagram just to see what people thought, whether it was A, just super festive, or B, convinced that there wasn't going to be another dry day between now and December. And 59% of people say they don't think the dentist, they think the dentist office is convinced there won't be another dry day before between now and December.
Okay. Well, the dentist doesn't know, guys. Like, everyone's like, oh no. Oh gosh, it's going to be terrible. I'm like, they're a dentist.
You don't want to put up a display. I have neighbors that do big on displays, and they try as strategically as possible to never do their decorating in the terrible weather. Mm-hmm. So, but even they haven't started yet on their Christmas decorations. So, anyway, it's a thing. There is at least one lone business with a Christmas window already fired up on October 19th.
Is it actually nice, the window? Like, did they do a good job? Can the person paint?
It's very cute. Again, you can see it on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. It's a lovely job. Like, there's nothing... Yeah, like, yeah. It looks great.
It'd just be funny if it was like, okay, you know what? Tara, you're going to... there's no clients today, so you're going to paint a window. And it's like, I don't know, all right.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you were invited to an event, whether it was like a wedding, a Christmas party or something, and you weren't in a relationship at the time, and you were like, "Ugh, who do I bring? Who am I gonna rope into my being my plus one? Where am I gonna find a plus one for this thing?" This makes all the sense in the world. I think it's a brilliant idea. Tinder is launching something brand new called Plus One, and the idea of this app is that you are basically advertising that you need a plus one to an event. Mm. And who is willing, like, so the, you know, going in that the idea, the reason behind you meeting up with this person is to be their date for an event. Oh. As opposed to just starting to date somebody casually, you know, like the regular Tinder works. Mm-hmm. This is, hey, I have a thing. I don't have, I'm not in a relationship. Who wants to go with me? Mm-hmm. And
you don't like it?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I struggle with the idea that it will work, because plus one events just are a lot different than like first. If that's your first time meeting somebody and you're going with them as a plus one, that's a different type of commitment than meeting somebody for a coffee or for a drink. It's kind of like the when you're going to talk about movies again. One of Joey's favorite movies was the Kirstie Alley one.
It Takes Two.
One of my favorite movies as a Gen Xer was The Wedding Date with Deborah Messing, and she needed a plus one, and she hired a gigolo. Played by Dermot. What was his name?
Dermot Mulroney.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, nobody knew he was a gigolo, but you kind of had to, like, you know, it's the same idea without paying somebody. It's the idea of, you now you're just asking. Like, she had to pay somebody, because guess what? Nobody wants to be a plus one. It's hard.
I actually think it'd be a super fun first date.
I think, and you wouldn't necessarily have to make that your first date if you didn't want to. Like, you could still meet up and go for coffee just to make sure you get along. But the idea is there's no surprise. Like, you know, when you match with this person, the intent is you're going to go to the event together.
Yes.
So, and I kind of like it from the perspective is from, like, if you're looking around to try to find a plus one and you're just trying to fill, you wind up going with a friend or whatever, and hopefully you have a good time and all of that stuff.
Yes, Drew.
But if you go on plus one,
exactly,
maybe you'll go with a new friend and have a really, really good time yourself. You know, before and after the event itself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's kind of different. And I think, you know, 21st century, I think it makes all the sense in the world.
Sure. I mean, you know, hey, if it works, I'm just not convinced that, I mean, I could see almost like a community of people kind of, you know, locally, like, you know, I'll be your plus one if you're my plus one or whatever. And I kind of, you know, like, I got your back sort of thing, which would be kind of neat. But I just don't know. Like, that would not be my idea of a first date of going to somebody's work Christmas party or, you know, worse, some their cousin's wedding.
Like, or their ex-wife.
Or their ex, yeah. That's
I didn't tell you this part, but.
My ex-wife is getting married and I need a plus one.
That's right.
Like, it's structured, you'd know, you would feel comfortable because it's like everybody's always a bit awkward sitting down at the table and you'd have dinner and you could just chat and there'd be other people at the table and you could dance.
How do you guys know each other? And we don't.
Tinder.
Yeah, but I think, exactly. Like, I think it's kind of fun and adventurous.
Me too, Drew.
And that kind of, I like the idea of that. I think it would be very freeing for the person who's the plus one.
Maybe.
Like, because you're entering into it knowing full well. Mm. You're not dragging somebody in who doesn't really want to be there. They're on board.
Yeah.
And I think
because you're
going
to be
night.
So grateful. You had to be a plus one that, you know, you asked somebody and they came as your plus one. That's what I think. I actually thought when it was the plus one was going to be something like, you know, like a more, like, again, more risque dates. Like the idea of the plus one is who's interested in dating with a plus one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like a throuple. Because you know, we've been hearing so much about throuples.
Okay, you had a very...
Have we?
Haven't we?
Good one, Joey.
I don't know about that.
No,
Nat sure has.
Yeah.
Sure
throuple has been like a word that's just been sort of really kicked around in 2021. It's like...
Yes, it has.
That's what I thought Tinder was doing. Okay. It was like opening the door for throuples.
So just a wedding date, an app to find a wedding date does not really pass the bar that Nat was expecting. We were going to clear here. Not exciting and adventurous enough.
It's Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Terry is stepping up to play the $1,000 Minute this morning. How are you, Terry?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're good. Terry, are you at work already this morning?
Yes, I am.
What time do you start?
We start at 7.
You start at 7. What do you do?
We work at Dunbar Lumber in Ladner.
Dunbar Lumber, which I hear, if you want lumber these days, you got to pay more for it.
Yeah, apparently.
Do you get an employee discount on lumber?
No.
Because it's a hot commodity right now.
No kidding.
But I want to give it a ringing endorsement. I just had to replace a panel on my fence, and the wood came from Dunbar Lumber and Ladner. So
thank
you. Yay! Thank you. Now, we get to give you a chance to step up and win $1,000 here this morning. It's the $1,000 Minute, 10 trivia questions and 60 seconds on the clock. If you get all 10 right in 60 seconds or less, you win the $1,000. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. If you don't know the answer to the question, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time. But once you give us an answer, it counts and cannot be changed, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Terry. Here we go.
Thank you.
$1,000 Minute starts right now.
If you were born today, what's your zodiac?
Libra.
Animals that eat both plants and meat are called what?
Sorry, pass.
How many strings are on a typical guitar?
8.
What's the name of the key that the sea bus stops at in North Vancouver?
Pass.
Other than eggs...
Lonsdale.
Other than eggs, name an ingredient you'd use to make pancakes from scratch.
Flour.
Name a color in the old Blockbuster logo.
Yellow.
Harry Styles was in what boy band?
One Direction.
Doritos are made by what chip company?
Oh, pass.
Who is the current vice president of the United States?
Kamala Harris.
Finish the title of this classic novel by Tolstoy, War and Blank.
Pass.
Animals that eat both plants and meat are called what?
Herbivores.
Doritos are made by what chip company?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Finish the title of this novel, War and...
Peace.
Okay, and then we are... Animals that eat both plants and... I started to mumble. I realized that Terry did come back and eat the animals one. ignore me. I'm going to go stand in the corner.
Nat's just nattering over here.
I'll move away.
Something. You know, really good run at it here, Terry. You were obviously listening at 7 o'clock, right after the news at 7 every morning. We give the answer to question number one, and you had that one this morning. If you were born today, you are a Libra. It's not herbivores that is the term to describe... No, they eat meat. Animals that eat both are omnivores.
Okay.
That's what I feel like. I'm an omnivore. I will eat it all.
You're not picky.
If it's nearby, I will eat it all. Bring it over here. I am an omnivore. How many strings are typically on a guitar? There are 8-string guitars. But I don't know whether there's a special, like, there's a, I'm not too well versed in guitars, whether a six string guitar describes there's a term to describe a six string guitar, but there are eight string guitars.
Yeah, but you would call it an eight string guitar. Same with the 12 string guitar. Like, okay. they exist, but on the standard guitar, there's six.
Gotcha. Okay.
Six. Okay.
Joey plays, I think.
We've got two of them hanging in our place. Skylar thinks he plays guitar. We got two.
You came back and got Lonsdale correct. You said flower, right, for the pancake question?
Is that
what you said? Okay, I missed that when I was doing some guitar research. You also answered questions six and seven correctly. Frito-Lay is the company that makes Doritos.
Right, yeah.
And then you came back with questions nine and ten correct. So you miss
seven, three,
and so, yes, you get seven. We've done a thoroughly good job of confusing ourselves here this morning on the $1,000 minute.
$70, Terry.
Time to go back. It's Nat and Drew's Retro News.
Taking a look at pop culture events that happened on this date in years past. October 20th, 1962. This song hit number one.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
I hate to interrupt it. We don't get to hear it very often. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. So Bobby Pickett was actually an aspiring actor who sang with a band at night called the Cordials, not the Crypt Kickers.
No.
And just one night he was kind of goofing and did a Boris Karloff impersonation while doing some spoken word. And the audience loved it. And one of the other people in the band's like, you got to do more like that. And so he recorded Monster Mash.
So are the Cordials, I always have questions about the band.
Mm-hmm.
The Cordials, were they just renamed the Crypt Kickers for this recording session? Or did the Cordials get kicked out and the Crypt Kickers were rolled in?
You know, that I feel like what I was reading, the biography of Bobby Boris Pickett, that was really brushed over. So I don't know whether it was a Destiny's Child type situation. Could have been the first sort of, you know.
Bobby Boris Pickett's dad got involved.
That's right.
Suddenly the Cordials were out and the Crypt Kickers were in.
That's right, yep.
Also on this day, 20 years ago today, did anyone's childhood include the cartoon series Mary Kate and Ashley in Action? What a theme that was. Mary-Kate and Ashley in Action. It was a very short-lived Saturday morning cartoon show on ABC. In the show, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were the voices of sisters who were also secret agents. It was also the last time they ever worked together on a TV series.
Because they're like, this is terrible. We can make clothes and make so much money. This is dumb.
But end of an era.
Well, yeah. Was it?
Yes, absolutely. My favorite movie of all time from my childhood was It Takes Two, starring Kirstie Alley and Steve Guttenberg and the Olsen twins.
Okay, nobody else but you, I think, in the world has ever said it was the end of an era when the Olsen twins quit acting. And you're looking at me, Joey, like I'm saying the rudest thing ever.
Well, you are, but continue.
And that your favorite movie ever was a Kirstie Alley movie called what?
It Takes Two.
It Takes Two.
I honestly, truly have no recollection of that film.
If you talk to millennials around my age, like I'm telling you, this movie was just everything to
us.
If
you are a millennial and this movie was everything to you, call us right now at 604-280-1035 or text us at that number as well. If you are a millennial and you've never heard of It Takes Two, please also call.
We will get to the bottom of this.
Exactly. We will find out just how meaningful It Takes Two.
I feel like you're lying to us.
No, I'm telling you.
Because you're always throwing up Kirstie Alley movies. Every Kirstie Alley movie she ever did apparently was amazing.
Joey is very well versed in the Kirstie Alley filmography.
Yes, and that's weird.
Toothless was excellent.
I'm not sure.
Hold on. Score. I think we have a call here.
Funny. Yeah. I get it.
All right. And on this date in 1980. This prolific and iconic band released their first album. It was called Boy. This was the biggest hit for the album. U2 and I Will Follow. So U2 has done 14 studio albums, one live album, three compilation albums, 67 singles, and 9 extended plays. And out of curiosity, because it comes up every single time.
I was going to say, don't do it. Don't take the bait.
I want to know.
Oh, here we go.
What was the best U2 album of all time? Okay. In your mind.
Yeah.
In your mind. Around the room. Drew, the best album?
Best album. Joshua Tree. I mean, I know it's the cliched answer, but it's my favorite.
Comes in at number two on this ranking that I found. Number two.
Who's rankings?
I don't know. It was a music site.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is this like Joey vouching for the Kirstie Alley filmography? Who's the music site? Is it Rolling Stone? Is it Billboard?
It's Joe.
Is it Joe's music? Joey's music of millennials?
It literally is the first thing when you do, like, what's U2's best album? Okay. This is the first thing that comes up on this list from some...
So from these phantom rankings, Joshua Tree finished...
Number two, Octone Baby was number one.
Oh, my God.
And the Songs of Innocence, which is the free album that we all got put, if you had an iPhone, was on your phone. You're like, what the heck is this?
It's still there, by the way.
You can't get it out.
No.
And at number nine, they say it's not their worst.
Okay. So, you know, whoever they are.
Whoever they are.
They say it's not U2's worst.
Nat and Drew's Retro News. Weekdays at 620.
Move 103.5.
A cute story from New Zealand. A four-year-old dialed the emergency number there, their 911, and asked if someone could come and see his toys.
Thanks, lady.
Yes, what's going on?
I got some toys for you.
You got some toys for me?
Yep. Come over and see them.
So cute. And what ended up happening is then the frazzled dad came on and said, and the operator is like, there's not an emergency. And he's like, no, I'm taking care of one kid and the other one got away from me. And to top it off, they ended up having an officer in the area that had some time to go by and see his toys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How awesome is that? Yeah. But don't let that give anybody any ideas.
Exactly. They actually posted it on social media and they were like, look, kids, don't dial that emergency number. But in this case, the kid was so cute. Yeah.
What would your last meal request be? The reason I ask is Adele is out with what her last meal would be, her request. And it's a good one. Maybe you don't expect it just because Adele's been on this big fitness kick for a really long time. But it's something that she says she actually eats once a week. Chicken McNuggets, a Big Mac, and fries.
Giddy up.
Would be her choice for last meal ever.
Right.
Wow.
On. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she eats it once a week anyway.
That's crazy.
And she loves
Good
it.
For her.
And that would be her last meal ever. What would be your last meal? It's so tough.
I have been putting so much thought into this.
Okay.
And I'm like, do I want like burgers and fries from Britannia? Do I want like a classic keg steak and mashed potatoes meal?
Yeah.
But you know, the more I think about it, and again, I've been focusing a lot of thought on this.
All morning.
The Thanksgiving dinner is pretty perfect.
Mmm.
Drew. Mm-hmm.
Pretty perfect.
Bit of a throwdown there.
In that you've got your white meat and your dark meat. You've got your stuffing. You've got your roasted vegetables. You've got potato. You've got, and then pumpkin pie, pecan pie, apple pie.
All of it.
All the pies for dessert. And I'm like, I think I want to go out with a Thanksgiving dinner.
I feel like you've almost found a loophole, like a workaround, that your last meal encompasses a lot of different foods. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not this.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
So yours is the Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving dinner.
All right. Yeah. Is your last meal.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Steak and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want the asparagus? Or not really?
I'll order it. But I'll just push it to the side. Yeah,
even the last meal, you're not going to finish with the gross, gross veggies.
Why would you do that on your last meal, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Joey.
Mine would be the spicy, crispy chicken sandwich from Brown's with the side of their poutine. It's not on the menu, but you can ask for it.
The poutine?
Yeah, and they'll make it.
Yeah. Nice.
An off-menu secret item thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you're like, it's my last meal.
It's my last meal. Like, Thanksgiving dinner would be dead last for me.
Oh,
really?
Dead last.
Really?
Yes.
Blech. With the stuffing and the...
No. Have you had the spicy, crispy chicken sandwich from Brown's?
Well, no.
Exactly.
I haven't, but okay.
What would it be for you, Nat?
I'm a simple girl. Simple tastes.
Lentils.
It's just a bowl of yummy, yummy lentils.
That's right. With arugula, maybe.
Yes, that's right.
Artisanal arugula.
Yeah.
so artisanal.
Artisanal arugula.
It's the only way I eat my arugula.
Yeah.
If it's not artisanal, I won't touch it.
That's right. Especially for your last meal. Get a grip.
That's right. No, I would do nachos. Nachos, cheese. Not. I don't want loaded nachos. I want cheese and jalapenos, and then I want sour cream, salsa, and guac, and I want margaritas.
Yum!
And I want a pitcher and not frozen. I want straight up proper margaritas.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Thanksgiving dinner is a bit of a loophole. You guys are literally just ordering single menu items, and I have an entire dining table full of food.
Is that more about like prolonging the inevitable? It's the last meal. I'm going to just keep eating.
Exactly. It's a feast.
Another course, please.
You know, sometimes, actually, all the time, it feels good to be right. It's going to be our new feature. Anytime one of us is right on something.
Yay.
So I saw a news story yesterday. And I'm like, haha, I knew it. I said it weeks ago, and it was so weird. But here's the situation. BC conservation officers are out with a warning that if you live around bears, not to put your pumpkins on your porch except for the night of Halloween. I live in the district of North Vancouver. And so guess what we're surrounded by? Trees and bears. Mm. And so many people have pumpkins out on their porches right now. And I've only been back in North Van for a year and a half. So I'm like, this is just so weird to me. I feel like we're told to always secure our garbage and make sure that our organics and everything are like really, you know, like secure and the bears can't get them. Yet we're leaving a buffet of produce on our porch so we can have a nice fall display. It made no sense. And yesterday, BC Conservation was out with the warning.
And when they came out with this warning, you thought to yourself in your head, actually,
yes.
you didn't think that in your head. You probably screamed it out loud.
Yes.
Wherever you were.
I did.
At whatever
like,
time you heard that
right.
warning. Out loud.
Yes, Nat.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. You know what? I felt some validation because it makes literally no sense. They did say, you know, hey, if your pumpkin isn't carved yet, that is better.
Right.
Because of the smells. But
right.
So the idea is to keep the pumpkins inside until Halloween night. Ha ha.
So what is your recourse? What's your follow up here from this point? Are you going to like pin notices on people's doors, on porches, leave a citizen's warning to those who are offending and not following the conservation authorities' recommendations?
I don't know. I don't know whether I would want a booklet of citizens' warnings that I could like a tear out booklet that I could hand out. Like part of me does. Part of me doesn't want to be a hall monitor. Part of me does.
But a real big part of you does.
Because I was right. And I don't get it. Like, I get wanting to have a lovely, like, fall display. But Aaron, Michael's probably has fake ones, right?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels a little dirty, and I personally like to mix.
Sure, but
right?
You live in Dunbar.
I live in Raccoon Town.
Okay.
So probably not bad advice either for us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I get it, because most of the people who probably do it, just you say it doesn't make any sense, but it's just Halloween kicking in. You're not even thinking about it. You probably, a lot of those people who put their pumpkins out probably do secure their organics well and don't leave garbage and food sources lying around. It's just, it's a blind spot when it comes to Halloween. It's just like, it's Halloween. I'm going to cover pumpkin. I'm going to put it out. Because I don't remember here, like, I don't think this is the first year people in North Vancouver have started putting pumpkins out, but I don't ever remember hearing this warning before.
No.
So it feels like it's a, is this something that you have conspired?
No.
Were you calling in complaints and reports?
Over
and that's
and
why
and
the
over.
Conservation people thought they need to put out a warning?
No, but maybe BC Conservation heard us talk about it and went, you know what? That's right. That's probably what happened, guys.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
All right. Well, Queen Elizabeth II, we know, is the longest lived and longest reigning monarch in the UK. She's 95 years old, and she was going to be awarded with something this year, but she's like, no, I'm not ready for that. There's a magazine called The Oldie Magazine. Oh, it's a real magazine. Sure. And apparently this is kind of a prestigious award, and they wanted to give her the Oldie of the Year award. But the Queen has turned it down, saying she does not meet the relevant criteria. Okay. She's 95. The official statement from the palace, Her Majesty believes you are as old as you feel. As such, the Queen does not believe she meets the relevant criteria to be able to accept and hopes you find a more worthy recipient. Her best wishes from the Majesty.
Yeah, she's not going to accept something from a publication called The Oldie.
Yeah. So I guess like former Prime Minister John Major, he's received the Oldie Award. An actress, Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, legendary.
Legendary actress. Legendary. So it's not like they're just, you know, giving them out to whom. It's supposed to be kind of a thing. And she's like, no, I'm 95, but really, I feel about 42.
Yeah.
And no. I'm
it's
not.
So great. Yeah. I mean, isn't this why we love her? Yeah. She was like, yeah, no. But with a British accent.
And then she declared, off with their heads. For daring to give her something from the Oldie. Game 5 is set to go today in the American League Championship Series. The Major League Baseball playoffs continues. It's the Red Sox and the Astros. Did you see what happened to Alex Rodriguez at Game 4? So the game was in Boston. A-Rod is a former Yankee, the most hated rivals of the Boston Red Sox. A-Rod, of course, in Boston. Well, that's Ben Affleck country. In Boston. Mm. So hardcore Red Sox fans who hate anybody and everything to do with the Yankees decided to troll A-Rod a little bit while he was on television. They're chanting J-Lo.
Hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite?
Oh, yeah. He heard it. A-Rod was a really good sport about it. He even said on TV, they really love me here, don't they?
What else are you going to do?
He could hear it, and so could everybody else watching Game 4.
Yeah, the options there were to say that, and good for him, or to sit there and cry. This is why I think sports stuff can kind of get out of control. Like, sports fans get that mob mentality real quick. Like, it's like that idea of booing somebody, which really makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand booing in jest. I don't really understand trolling in jest. Like, I know, like, there's a rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees, but I don't get why there's so much hate.
I mean, I don't like sports, but I love to boo people. That is my favorite. Boo you, sir.
Like, just in line.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I had forgotten how often that used to happen in the hallways around here. It's going to be uncomfortable if that ever returns.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.